Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, grand rising, grand afternoon, grand evening. How is everyone doing on this beautiful Wednesday evening here in the North Georgia Mountains? This is Patty Peaceful.
And Pink.
And Pink. And yeah, she did end up dyeing her hair.
I did. I freaking love it.
Yes. But we all loved the natural beauty of the grayness. I know, look at mine.
It's like grown out, just so y'all know.
It's all good, it's all good. So, today's talk is about spiritual talk.
We do have an in-house guest.
Yes, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Yes, I'm a bad, bad host and a guest. We have my niece, Agnes, in studio today. Yes, we do.
Miss Agnes.
Hi.
And so it was great. We went down today to the VA hospital. My stepdad, old Steve-O, had to have a cataract surgery, so that was fun. And so it
had a very lovely rooftop meditation.
Oh my goodness, like that was awesome. That was totally cool. So Agnes, she has just started on her spiritual journey, like really started. And so today we were sitting in the car and I thought, why don't we drive to the top of the rooftop? The sun is rising and why not? You know, what a great time to just sit up there, chill out and absorb, you know, the sun. And then it comes to me, I have the blanket in the back seat. Why not get out and meditate?
Did y'all see that humongous moon this morning?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I have pictures, and I've totally forgot to post them and stuff, but it'd be all right. But, yeah, that was great. So then after our meditation, you know, who knows, there's a couple cars that drove by or whatever, and next thing you know, we get in the car, and I kind of get things set back up, and here comes the police. And I was like, yeah. But I told Agnes, don't worry. We're not, you know, we're just sitting up here relaxing, enjoying life. And they turned around, and they went down. But, yeah, that was really, really cool. And some of the people at the VA hospital in Atlanta, you are shitbags. So there I said it. This lady wanted to be all argumentative with me and just like, oh. But I kept my mouth shut and I did exactly what she said. And then I went and seen Steve-O and he kept saying, what did he call that stuff, Agnes?
Joy juice.
Yes. Oh, Steve-O in the joy juice. Oh, he was lit.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, and then so after the joy juice, and they wheel him down, so then I had to stop at Books A Million, and I went and I bought a bunch of books for the shop. So he sits in the car because, you know, he's all on that joy juice, and he ain't thinking about nothing but trying to get that patch off his eye, and I told him I was going to slap his hand. I get back out there, I set the books down, and he grabs this book out, and it's like the Book of Spells. It was so hilarious because he goes, oh, this is a good book. And you know what? Why don't we see if it has a spell in there that says, when you drop some money on the ground, it's mine. Oh, gosh, it was so hilarious. I was like, oh, my goodness. It was hilarious, hilarious. So, how has your week been?
It's been great. Nothing too exciting this week.
Yes, you did have something exciting that happened today.
Oh,
so
yes.
Share that blessing.
I met this little lady today, and didn't look like one of those people that would reach out and talk to me. But she stopped me and asked me for help to help her down the
curve. Why do you say that you don't look like the person that she would approach?
I'm told I'm unapproachable.
No, not when you're walking your spiritual walk. Your light is shining and radiating, so of course you're going to be approachable.
In some aspects, I guess.
Well, right. It just depends on if it's that time of the month.
But when it's time of the month, that's when the Christian people stop me and give me their papers. That's what I'm saying.
Not
always approachable to everyone.
Right. That is too funny, but yeah, so.
Because I have a different light than them.
You have a what?
I have a different light.
A different light, yeah. Well, because our light we allow to be ignited.
It's reflected.
And bright. And see, when those that don't like what they see, it's like you said, it's a reflection. They don't like what they see in themselves.
Yes.
And see, they're too, some people, and I was that some people, sometimes we're not ready to see our truths and live our truths. And see, there's some people, look, straight up, they don't like me. They run the other way when they see me or what have you, but that's not my problem.
Yeah.
I'm living my best life that I can right now. And if I'm radiating this light that just beams like the frickin' Star Trek and all of that, then so be it. Oh, well, looky here. We have a caller calling in. So let's see here. Let's see who's calling.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call.
Well, you're so, thank you for calling. And who do I have on the line here?
My name is Catherine.
Well, hello, Catherine. I'm Patty. And
I'm Pink. Nice to meet you.
And then we have Agnes in studio as well. So how are you doing today?
Nice to meet you both. Lovely to meet you both. I'm doing well. I was just wondering if you're doing readings. I have a question. If you're doing that today?
I would be more than honored to do a reading for you.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I mean, I feel absolutely, absolutely blessed. And I have I'm going to use the Moonology Oracle card, being that it is, what is today? Today is the full moon, dear. And you know what? Oh, my goodness. Okay. I am not prepared here, but I am. When you go out, maybe on the counter is a moon candle for the full moon. That is why I purchased one today. So where are you calling from, sweetheart?
I'm in New York.
Oh, wow. And how is the weather up in New York? Because I know it's super cold here.
It was a cold here for a few days. But let me tell you, today is almost 80, and tomorrow, too. So, yes, I am blessed. Like you said, it's just gorgeous. I was feeling the sun on my face. I felt like I was in, like, California or something. It was absolutely glorious. Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I have goosebumps. I mean, the chills. When you said out there in the sun basking and just absorbing that. So what we're doing is... Pink has lit the full moon candle.
Ah.
And so what I'm going to do is I'm shuffling the cards for you, dear. So whatever question or whatever you're going through, I don't want to know. That is between you and the universe and all of our spirit guides that are here with us. You know, each one of us have different beliefs and walks in life, and that's okay. That was one of the things I was just getting ready to say. On spiritual journeys, all of our spiritual journey is our personal individual journey. So if you believe in you know, Christianity and God and in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you have somebody that believes in, you know, the universe and nature. And then you have another, you know, that is, who is that for any of us to judge?
Right, right.
You know,
right.
So when we stay open and receptive, so my cards are a little crazy, but that's to be expected. So how did you hear about our show here?
You know, I came in, I sat down with my mom to have a cup of coffee at a restaurant, and I was just like, oh, let me look online. And I saw you guys. I saw the picture. It was so cute of both of you ladies. And I was like, they just seem nice. And it mentioned people. So I was like, oh, that's great. That's so, yes, just serendipitous.
Oh, you must have a lot going on, sister, a lot going on.
Yeah, yeah. Few different directions. Don't know which way to go.
Yeah. Well, whew, we are going to definitely, wow. I mean, I end at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cards. 6 cards, so that is great.
Mm-hmm.
So the very first card is going to be your card. It's the new moon in Virgo. And even though, you know, they say Virgo or the new moon in, that doesn't matter. It's just that that card has been pulled. So the new moon in Virgo is a time to give rather than take. So it says when this card comes up, it is a time for you to take stock of your situation, where you are and where you want to go. The new moon energy of this card suggests a restart, and the Virgo energy suggests you make that restart a clear one that is simple and well organized. So, and that is so true. I really, really, really stress to people when I am doing, because I am a life coach as well, and I really tell people, before we make any decisions or any, like, quick moves, you must, and this is just, I live by this, you must get your mind organized, like, totally.
Mm.
Because without organization, just think about when you walk in a room and it's cluttered and stuff, and you're just like, you're all over the place. Your focus is just like, I got to get over here. I got to do the laundry. I got to get over here. I got to do this. I got to do this. That is our brain on a day-to-day cycle.
Is it about
something?
Yeah.
A new job, a new relationship.
Yeah. So that's telling me, you know, organization, and it also, are you getting ready to start maybe like a new job, a new...
This is
a new relationship?
Kind of all of the above. I've been putting in, so I found a really great one that I love just yesterday online. But other than that, my alternative is to start my own sort of business, sort of put my own projects in motion.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I don't know what will come up first, you know.
Okay, all right. So because your next card, work through your fears, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
This card suggests rebirth. Think of your situation as a phoenix that's rising from the ashes as a birth, death, rebirth, okay? And so your emotions are really high.
Yes. Do you want to know something? You mentioned Phoenix, this is so wild. There's also another work opportunity for me, and Phoenix is in the title of the project. I don't know if that's a confirmation that bad job is coming through.
And then your next, your commitments are being tested. What's going on that's testing? You got to figure out there's something that's testing you. And you got to communicate. You got to communicate, sweetheart, because whatever it is that you're being tested, okay? So stop giving your all, okay? Because you it's time. What this is saying is it's time for you to rise from the ashes, work through your fears, and believe in yourself. And, yeah, right now after the Metrograde finally left, oh, my gosh, thank you, our emotions have been running high as all get out. I mean, crazy high.
Yes.
But communication and your commitment, they're being tested at, like, all levels. And go with your gut, your intuition. Because any time we go with our intuition and our gut, you know, there's something like you go, oh, I can't go down that road. Or like you said, you just, like, sat down to have a great moment with your mother. And the universe and stuff, because you need to be told, communicate.
Yeah.
Communicate.
Wow.
The more that we talk, and communication, it doesn't always mean like running our mouth, blah, 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 but like manifestation, getting out there, speaking it, you know, because when we speak it, and as long as we're speaking truth and light and love out into the universe, it's going to be just like this cycle. Like, can you picture like a water wheel? And as that wheel is being fed more and more water, it just keeps going more beautiful, and it goes round. So you speak that love. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am divine. Good things come to me in good time, okay? That is an affirmation that I tell myself every single day. And also... You can follow me and Pink on Facebook. I'm Patty Peaceful, and we also have the blog talk. But also I want to tell you, have faith in your dreams. It's time for you to step out of the light and shine, and it's time to take action.
Oh, that's amazing. I will start on my new project. Yes. Yes.
Have faith in yourself, sweetheart. And I'm
well, it's kind of funny, like, I felt the need to pull the new car because the full moon is in Aries.
Yeah, oh my goodness, yes. Yeah, because the full moon is in Aries. And so anything with Aries, you know, it's going to go like full throttle. You believe in yourself. You're going to go for your dreams, because Aries, they're not scared of anything, you know, because I have two Aries children, so they're not scared of anything. Don't be afraid to be you, Catherine. Don't be afraid to be you, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Shine bright like a diamond. Be you. And I promise you, we'll get through all of this together. This is a learning process. As we step out into the unknown, we have to start, like I said, reprogram your mind, organize, align yourself. You are going to start, as you embark on your spiritual journey, whatever that is, because I didn't know you until just a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so just be you. You are going to end up finding that as you're elevating and as your vibrations are moving up And that means your confidence. Like I said, I have an affirmation written in the mirror of my bathroom. Oh, yes, I do. And it says, when I realized it was no longer about them and I started realizing it was all about me, Patty, that's when I started living. Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And sometimes we just need to connect with, you know, those of the light vibrations. And as you elevate, you're going to realize, and it's sometimes it's painful. I can promise you it's going to be painful. But as long as you believe in yourself, you love yourself, you keep your head going for that prize, whatever it is. You keep going for that play. I promise you, you will succeed. You will lose people dearly to you because they're just going to gravitate away. And if they're meant to be, sometimes the universe is going to give you a second chance. Focus on
that
you.
That resonates
because that's
also.
What this is what the universe says. Focus on you, babe.
Wow.
I wish you could see these cards. If you follow me on Facebook, what I'll do is after the show, I'm going to leave these cards here just like that because this is a beautiful story here to be told. And I would love to hear from you a month down the road, 6 months down the road, and just see where you're at. That would
Patty
just be
Peaceful
awesome.
On Facebook.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. I'm writing it down. As soon as I get home, I'm going to follow you.
All right. And what I'll do is when I see that, I'm going to go ahead after the show and I will take a picture of these cards so that you have those. Is like, you know, print them out, have it on your phone, something just to look over for the next 30 days.
Aww.
Yeah.
You are
and Misty
amazing.
Wants... Oh, thank you. Well, her name's Misty, but she goes by Pink. She interprets cards just a little bit different, so I want her interpretation because it always is great to have two perspectives, many perspectives, because we can all look at the same bottle, a same card.
Yeah, I look at
and
what
have,
they actually put on.
Yeah, she looks at pictures maybe. I don't. No. All right, so what's her interpretation?
Okay, so out of your seven cards, four of them are the new moon.
Uh-huh.
The new moon
always
represents a new beginning, a new start.
Wow.
You just have to believe it.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
And you're gonna battle. You're gonna have tremendous ups and downs right in the middle, like. You're going to have really good days and really bad days. Just remember, talk about it. Talk to somebody about it. You'll get through it, and whatever you're wanting, you're shooting for, is coming.
It is. And maybe you need to, have you thought of hiring yourself a life coach? Or having yourself an accountability partner?
Wow.
I study under Rob Dial. And I just did a 4-day work course with him, and I would be happy to talk to you, you know, at a later date and stuff about that as well, because it really does help. I have me a life coach, and actually my niece that's in studio actually got to meet him earlier. Very few people get to meet. I call him my Harper. He's everybody's Harper.
Aww.
But, he's my accountability partner. He's become, like, I love him. Like, that's why I always call him my Harper. So, sometimes we need somebody that we check in with once a week and say, how you doing?
Right,
you got that
mind
organized? Where are you at on that? Where are you at on that project? Oh, you didn't make those calls? Well, why didn't you do that? What caused you?
What can we do to prevent this from, you know, that's what we, life coaches, I call it spiritual coach. That's what we try to do. And that's one reason why I started the podcast, because I thought, you know what, not some people, they don't believe in life coaches. Some people, oh, well, I can't afford that. And then I said, okay, well, then how much do you spend when you go to dinner or and then you feel miserable afterwards. And you feel like total crap afterwards. After that $50 meal, I mean, I can tell you, me and my husband just did it this past weekend, and I went to a Chinese buffet, and it was all you can eat, and I was like, but after my Harper left, I felt relieved. I felt renewed. I felt at peace. And honestly, I got to dump all my shit on him.
They say life isn't a solo journey. Yeah, no, I understand. I understand.
It is. It is. Well, and I have really enjoyed this conversation, and I won't hold you any longer from, you know, enjoying your time.
Amazing.
With
both
your mother.
Both of you. I just want to send you both so much love and blessings, and I'm just so grateful to have found you today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it, because I can hear you're being authentic. Some words I can't say, but I appreciate your authentic self.
Thank you.
Well, you have a great evening, and if you've never made yourself moon water, I suggest that you do that. Use some distilled water in a clear jar, set a mason jar, and set it in your windowsill, and if you have some crystals, put it around it, and in the morning, take you a little sip each and every day, and speak that love, that light, your dreams and all that into yourself each and every day.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. That's amazing.
Yes, and that's what I do from, you know, each full moon to full moon, is I do my moon water like all of us do. My niece Agnes will do her first one this evening. She's excited. Yay. And then I just take a little swig each and every morning, or you can wash your face in it, whatever. And you're just, whatever intentions that you put into that water, the atmosphere, the universe, the moon will bless you. That's how I feel.
Wow. Yeah. I don't remember what I was watching last night, but one of the lines in the movie was, it's the moon that makes it possible for life to be living on Earth, that sustains life on Earth. I don't know the scientific premise behind that. It's just so coincidental how I'm speaking with you today, and it's all about the moon. That's just amazing.
That is. I'm blown away, because, like, while I was driving down to Atlanta, Georgia, to take my stepdad to the VA hospital, I'm like a dog. I'm like looking. I'm like, gosh, the moon. I love the moon. I'm so mesmerized and amazed at the moon. I'm like, why do I love the moon so much? It's just up here in the mountains. It's just that's how it feels. This time of year, any time of the year.
Yeah.
If you've never been to the North Georgia Mountains, sister, I promise you, it is a
beautiful sunset.
I came here on vacation, and I ended up moving here. Yeah.
Wow. That's
well,
awesome.
You have a fabulous evening, and
Thank
I will take
you.
These pictures for you, dear, and we hope to hear from you again.
Yes, definitely will. Thank you, both of you. So much love again, and have a blessed evening. Thank you.
You too, sweetie. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
That was so sweet. Like, oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you, that has been the energy of the day. It was so sweet.
Literally, yes. How did you feel about that, Aggie? I call her Aggie. It's Agnes, but she's my Aggie.
Well, like, I'm awkward. I'm an awkward person, so, like, I was just, like, sitting over here listening, and I'm like, these are interesting points. Like, we were, like, hitting every point of, like, what she was going through, and, like, that's the universe thing, like,
giving her a confirmation.
Yeah.
And, like, here.
That's what we're here for, like.
No, we're okay in life now. I have not done that in so long. I am, like, a giddy.
That's why we do this, to help other people. And
like, yeah. Here we go.
Well, even our show last week when we messed up in the middle of 15 minutes.
Yes.
It was
oh,
purpose.
Oh, my gosh, people. Last week,
you have to go listen to it. It was a great, great show.
Oh, my goodness. Like, here it was. I had totally messed up. Or no. The week before, I messed up and totally messed up the show. Forgot to schedule it on a Wednesday, and it was for a Tuesday. Then Pink last week, she had a migraine headache, and I'm sorry, the show just does not go on without her. Not happening. We'll reschedule it, or I'll just do like a little 15-minute thing.
But that show last week was.
So we scheduled it on Thursday. So I'm, like, knee-deep in mud, like, cleaning out my girl's pond, and I'm just like, yeah. She's like, oh, she got a headache? Okay. We don't care. I'm in mud. I got it all over my face. I'm taking pictures on Facebook with it, saying, oh, getting ready to do the show, and I was doing it in the mud, in the swamp. I did not care. Oh, it felt so great. That mud, that slime. Oh, my gosh. It was like in a natural clay mud bath. It was fabulous.
Yeah.
So she says, I check on her. She's like, got a headache. I'm like, sweet. I'll reschedule the show. Or, well, you know, I didn't mean like sweet like that. I just like, oh, yay, I get to
play. Yay,
you
get to play the dirt
some more. I'm still playing and digging and, oh, yeah, weed eating. My arms for 2 days, I was like a T-Rex.
I'm like, I know how
to feel. Oh, yeah, I was like baby T-Rex. I'm still now starting to, to be able to.
Oh, my arm.
Yeah, it was a week ago today. So, yeah, that was cool. So we scheduled it for Thursday. Here, I'm thinking I scheduled it for an hour. We're on, and, I mean, we're really getting into this conversation with this lady, and it was great. And then it says 90 seconds, and I was like, ah! What have I done here? Of course, yours truly was in the mud, in the swamp, enjoying life.
15 minutes.
And it became a 15-minute, like, oh, crap. She did it again. But don't we say forgiveness?
That happened for a reason.
Yeah. We were here for that call, just like today. If anybody is listening in, you can call in. Let us hear from you. 515-605-9823. Is it plugged in? We get hot. We getting hot up in here. I just want to say much love. I am so humbled. Wow. 579 downloads.
People.
Like, awesome.
It's gone up that much.
579.
I swear, like, last week it was like at 120-something.
No. No. I am so beyond humbled.
We have slowly been building.
And then, like, hey, Canada, hey, I'm French-Canadian. The nobles, yep. My mama and them, when she got pregnant with me, and then when I was a baby, I remember somehow being at a nun compound. Yes, yours truly. I thought as a child, I was being left at a nun compound, and I was supposed to be a nun.
I'm sorry. And then, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, you ask your grandmama, because Grandpa Noble, I don't know how maybe he rented down a house or rented, I don't know. My grandpa was into everything, okay? Okay. They lived in Cuba, all over the place. So we're talking about spiritual journeys. And let me tell everybody. Let me share. But we know how sometimes I can be like,
telling people.
I'm telling you. Because sometimes you have to be abrupt. Sometimes.
Abrupt?
Abrupt. What did you think I said, a bra?
I thought you said a bra. Like, bra. What's up, bra?
Like, what's up?
What's up, bra?
Like,
no, a bra.
You have a Gen Z mind. Okay. Well,
I have two teenage boys that say bra.
I say bra. I like bra. When I'm driving, instead of saying, you son of a mother, bleep, 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 I'm like, bra, really? And so, you know, so I try it. That's retraining, reprogramming mind. Instead of being, like, hostile, bra.
Hard for you, ain't it?
Sometimes Patty Peaceful can go from Patty Peaceful to Patty C-U-N-T in 2.2 seconds. But it's okay.
She'll get past it eventually.
Eventually.
Why are you sitting above me today?
Like,
I'm a fan of the call. Why you got the phone? She's like, duck to the door. I am taking it. I saw her over the eye.
Says the tall one.
Says the Amazon giant. Duck to the door.
See?
I am proud of
you. I have a big chin.
Oh, baby Jesus on a sunny day. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, oh, my gosh. I'm a crazy nut.
I thought you were about to say crazy nun.
Crazy nun.
Okay, but for real, real. So I thought I was being left at a nunnery or a nun house or whatever.
A nun
Not a real thing. I apologize.
I'll have to Google that.
Please forgive me for I not know. Y'all, the energy is great. It is the new full moon. Look, for real. It says it on. Look at that.
Full moon.
I have been looking at this candle, so I had to howl at the moon. Okay, but for real.
Okay.
So, I just dropped in. That's mama. Okay, for real, real. So, I was, mom, how old was I? And type it in the comments. How old was I when we went to the nun place? The nunnery. I think they're called Montessori. For real.
Monastery.
Monastery. You know what? There's no laughing. I'm sorry. I get a case of the giggles, so there's no disrespect. Absolutely no disrespect whatsoever to any of the monk Buddhists, because anybody that knows me, a convent. Thank you, Mom. I'm sorry. We just got a case of the giggles. We just did a reading.
You said nunnery.
I said nunnery. I don't know why. So I was a small child. So I have always been in a very, very strong religious background, and I respect that 100%, because without that, I wouldn't have had a good foundation. And Pink, her mother was also a missionary, a woman of God.
Oh.
And, I got chills. They're multiplying. Oh, yes. So, with that being said, you know, I went to Methodist church, I went to Presbyterian, I even went to an all-girls, what is that? An all-girls Catholic school. And that was trauma in itself.
I'm not even going to play. I had a very, I mean, I grew up as a child going to, like, strict Southern Baptist. Like, you did not cut your hair. It wasn't until I was, like, 12 years old. My mom was, like, working in the mall at, I think it was Darden or Ruby Tuesdays or whatever the heck it's called. And she's like, here, here's just some money. You can go get your hair trimmed. Oh, hell no. Mm-mm. Girlfriend come with her head shaved and went and showed my teacher. And she said, what have you done? She's like, you better go get you some earrings. The girl at the Longhorns, yeah, Longhorns. The people at school, when I went back to school, they didn't even know. They're like, who are you? They thought, everybody thought I was a boy. And I was okay with that. I didn't care. Like, don't judge me. I don't judge you. But being and growing up with a Southern, I mean, like, I don't even know why I wear my hair up now, because my stepdad, God rest his soul, I mean, he would do you. People thought I was a tall Asian woman. Like, because I was, like, literally chink-eyed. Like, because I had long hair down to my butt, and the Southern Baptists believe, like, you don't cut your hair. And now I totally understand, because all your power is in your hair.
Mm-hmm.
So, women, quit shaving your head. Quit cutting your hair, of course.
Hold on.
Trim.
For some women.
What?
They shave their hair to break.
Well, true that, true that, true that, true that. But grow those beautiful locks.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, here I go and shave my head. And, yeah, I went home, and I think I got my butt whooped. No, but, yeah, the glasses are crooked. Who cares? Who cares? Maybe you're crooked.
I am.
There you go. So then, you know, the hair. And then, you know, there's no judgment on all kinds of religions. You stay open. Like, when we talk about spirituality and Christianity and religions, you know, there's all different walks of life. You got Buddhism, all different things. And we have
them all.
Try them all. I mean, I absolutely, absolutely love the Buddhist, the Hindu. I mean, like, when you start to learn, okay, folks, when you start on your spiritual journey and you are really on a spiritual journey, for me, for Patty, I have learned unconditional love. I have learned that I can love without conditions. I can forgive. But most of all, I've learned to love myself. And I've also learned that it is totally, totally okay being alone with Patty. Because sometimes when we're still and it's quiet, hello. But no, when we learn to become still, quiet, and opened, that's when we really start to learn.
Oh, yeah.
Because for me, that constant confusion, cluster, like earlier, the caller earlier, what a beautiful soul. What a beautiful soul. And like the cards, they laid right down. I mean, I was shuffling them, and then all of a sudden, bleh, all of them, you know, six of them fall on the ground. I didn't know her. She doesn't know me. Two totally different walks of life. Two different total spectrums.
A thousand miles away.
You know, thousands. You were in New York in a cafe at that. Gets on her phone and calls us. That's awesome. And that's spiritual journey. And each one of ours is going to be totally different. And my spiritual journey is mine. mine is mine, hers is hers, Agnes is Agnes. But also, as we're going on these journeys and stuff, you have to remain open, and you have to remain that other people's perspectives sometimes are good. Because we all, and nobody judge me. Do not judge me, because I do not judge you, okay? But my bang, 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 bang. And this is not a sponsor at all. We do not have any sponsors. If you would like to be a sponsor, message one of us, and anything would be great. Any little help would be great. All, the podcast and everything is funded by yours truly, which I don't mind. I'm going to continue. Look at my glasses are crooked. Sorry, these are my Harry Potter glasses. I'm hey, Mom, you created this mess. How you been? No, I'm just
bro.
Bro? I do not say that. But, okay, so right here, this bang. You look at it, and it's like this. Got stars, stripes, red, white, and blue. You're like, what? And I'm like, well, yeah. It has no sugar, low sodium, you know, blah, blah, blah. But you're like, no, it's so beautiful. And I'm like, no, really, there's like no sugar in here. Yes, there, no, there's not. What? Bam, there's a different perspective. We're looking at the same thing, but we're seeing two different things. And see, that's like with these cards, that misty, pink. I seen the cards laid out one way. Then with her perspective, she's seen a totally different message. So how great is that when you're having different perspectives? So that's why I say always remain open. Always remain teachable. Don't ever, ever, folks, I'm going to tell you, and I'll just give you this little nugget.
That was a perfect example of two people's different perspectives.
Yeah.
With the same answer.
Exactly. And that's when you have, like,
prayer meditation.
Exactly. Like, when I meditate, if you've seen on, you know, my Facebook Live this morning, we meditated. And I just did some energy, did some clearing of my chakras. I just went down, down, baby. That's as far as woo.
She's struggling now, yes.
But I opened up my chakras, and I'm sorry, y'all. I'm a goof nut. I try to stay so focused, but that goofball in me just comes out. Shame on her.
We're supposed to have a good time.
Yeah, this is
just love
like,
what you do.
Yeah, this is just a couple, like I always say, some mountain girls, chicks in the mountains, just speaking our minds.
Shooting the shit. We just want to share it with y'all.
Yes, exactly. So, what you thinking about this, Agnes, so far?
I had quite an adventure with everything today.
Yeah, because you met Harper.
Yeah.
Think of Harper.
A lot has, like, it's been a lot. Okay. I don't.
Hey, Felix.
I don't know, like, when he came in and he said that all the things that you're holding on to, just let them go. And like,
oh yeah, that was a really crazy experience in itself right there. Okay, like 100% my spirit guide, well not spirit guide, maybe my earthly spirit guide. I think he's my earthly. Wouldn't you say, Harper? I don't like to say a guru, because gurus, sometimes they feel like they have achieved all knowledge. And when you have achieved all knowledge,
it's kind of like what we are. It's a beautiful entity. On your journey, you meet different people that are there to help God.
Hey,
you.
Blair. Yeah.
Blair.
So I would have to say that Harper is my spirit earth guide.
Like your spirit counselor.
Yeah, my spirit counselor. Yeah. So with that being said, he comes in here. He meets Agnes. And he's just drawn to her, and he's just like talking to her and I'm like sitting there, I'm like, that, like, I told him, I said, you're not leaving me, Harper. Oh, no, you're not done with me. Because, see, what happens is he finds his next student.
He's going to get upset.
And I done told him, no, we have a bond like no other. It's student, teacher, we're back and forth. I'm a teacher one time, he's a student.
Yeah.
Those bonds, I'm telling you people, when you find your guide, your person, wow. So he comes in here, he's telling her that she has to let go of some stuff, so on and so forth, and he says, and you know what, bad energy and stuff could just like if it walks right through the door. Right before he's getting that out of his mouth, I walk out of the studio right in front of the door, between the door and Agnes, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I have this doubled over excruciating pain that I thought, oh my gosh, I'm about to have to go to the hospital. I thought I was having appendicitis. I did not know what it hurt so bad, did it not? Then he says, right through, like I was getting ready to say, right through the door. Well, then all of a sudden I double over and I grab my chest. She's now about freaking out. She's like, do you need to go to the hospital, Angie? Do you need to go? I'm like, I couldn't breathe. I was like, oh my gosh. And so
wow.
Harper opens up the door and says, go outside and sit down. And what he tells me is, as I sat there and I couldn't breathe, I'm having a spiritual attack because I was whatever was coming to attack her as she was making confirmation. And some people are going to believe in this and some don't, and I don't care. I was here. There was witnesses to what happened.
Yes, it really happened.
I was setting up for the show. I was like, boop, 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 minding my own business, allowing them to talk and have their time, and all of a sudden just walked, didn't even hear what they were saying, and just like, ugh. He walks me outside, sits me on the couch, and says, now sit up straight, breathe. So I did. I'm breathing, and he says, let out. So I let that out, and he says, now look at me. And I go to look, and he's like, no, look at me. So I'm looking at him. He said, now, I want you to breathe. And when you breathe, imagine, and he's told me this before, and I've always forgot, but now I will remember this for the rest of my life. To breathe like your throat hole, like through your, like it is of a whale, you know, where you're breathing in and then letting out. So you close your eyes. And as you breathe, don't think that you're breathing through your nose or your mouth. Some people cannot breathe through your nose, and some people cannot breathe through your – I am not a mouth breather. I'll tell you right away. I'm like, if I try – if my nose is clogged up, by God, we're getting it to the near – oh, no. Girlfriend got to breathe. I cannot – not a mouth breather. Nope. So he's telling me to do this, so I'm like – okay, so I'm breathing. So as I'm breathing, I literally visualize like my throat had the hugest hole in it. And so I was just like, and so just imagine that. Just take that time. Anytime you start to get that overwhelming, that just like you feel like you're going to lose your stuff, people. I mean, just think you got a blowhole. If you got to do that and you can't breathe, just think of that, because I'm going to tell you what. As I sat there, I was like, all of a sudden, I could just feel the trans transformation. I could feel that energy of whatever I allowed to be intercepted. It was gone. And he said, now look over to the highest mountain. And as you look there, whatever that negative thought, energy, whatever it is, Patty, cast it upon there and keep it there. So, folks, what I'm telling you, we got like 4.5 minutes left. What I'm telling you is you're on your spiritual journey. You are going to be attacked.
Oh, yeah.
Come on in. You're going to be attacked. It's going to happen. Oh, my gosh, it's going to happen. But as long as we stay grounded, focused, and hold on tight, my friends, hold on tight to whatever your God is, whatever your God is, hold on to it tight. Don't walk up to the table with others and put your opinions and thoughts like bam right out there, and that nobody else's thoughts or opinions or anything else matter, because they do. That's what makes each one of us these most unique beings, entities. All we want, each and every one of us, come on, people, all we want is a community of compassion, love, respect. Come on. Once you have that, the understanding that each one of us are different, sometimes we're going to make choices that don't align and agree with other people, but guess what? It's my life.
Works for me.
And if I fail tomorrow and I fall flat on my face, guess what? It's going to pick herself up.
Try again the next day.
I'm going to do it again the next day. But guess what? I'm going to do it new and improved, because I'm going to organize this. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to say, okay, self, Patty, what did you do yesterday that you can do better today? What lessons did you learn from opening your mouth and inserting your foot? Not like that. What can we do different? I can speak my truth, and sometimes people aren't going to like to hear it, but that's me, because guess what? I'm number one, because I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am divine, and good things happen to all of us in good time. As you go on through the rest of your day, try to have a more opened mind and understanding that other people are going through things.
Just help a little old lady off the curb.
She helped a little old lady off the curb that she felt like would never, ever have asked. We got to 90 seconds. So be that beacon of light. Be that lighthouse. Love. Don't hate. Motivate. That's what I used to tell my kids. Love. Don't hate. Motivate. Motivate. Come on. We live this one life. We are getting ready to transcend on our next journey. How are you going to leave it?
Question.
What is your legacy going to be? Are you going to be a shitbag? Or are you going to live the best life that you can for yourself, and then it's going to radiate, and others are going to wonder, what the frick does she got going on? And they're going to want a little piece of that. Be that light. Be that hand. Be that love. Be that person. It's not.
It's
one love, one love, one love, one life. Come on, people. I had a guy ask me, was I a Bob Marley fan? I was all Rasta. Yes, I am. May you make all the traffic lights. Bye-bye. Be back.
Yeah.
Be good. We love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Sending much love. Light.
You were like 20 seconds behind. Did you do that?
Yep.